USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The body cam footage of police shooting a 13-year-old boy in Chicago has been released. So far, protests in Chicago have been mostly peaceful. The attorney for Adam Toledo's family, Adina Weiss-Ortiz, said the 13-year-old dropped the gun when police told him to do so. Police footage showed both hands in the air.
If you're shooting an unarmed child with his hands in the air, it is an assassination.
Chicago's mayor said the city is awash with illegal guns. Several Democrats, including House Judiciary Committee's Jerry Nadler, have unveiled a proposal to expand the Supreme Court to 13 justices. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she doesn't support the proposal and has no plans to bring it to a vote. Republicans say the move is a power grab. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
The top watchdog for the Capitol Police told a congressional committee the attack at the Capitol on January 6th has highlighted the need for a cultural change within the police department. Inspector General Michael Bolton says there's also a need for more training.
I've never saw a intelligence document that's going to say, this is exactly what's going to happen on this date, and here's where it's going to be. It's always something that you have to read in between the lines, disseminate, and you have to have trained professional analysts to be able to do that.
President Biden says he's going to punish Russian companies that tried to interfere in our elections and also committed cyber attacks on federal agencies in the U.S. Biden said he made it clear to Russian President Vladimir Putin he could still go further, but he's choosing to wait.
The United States is not looking to kick off a cycle of escalation and conflict with Russia. We want a stable, predictable relationship.
Almost a dozen Russian diplomats have also been expelled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Defense attorneys in the criminal trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin rested without him taking the stand to defend himself against the charges that he unlawfully caused the death of George Floyd last year. Chauvin's attorneys said the former officer wouldn't be testifying and he would invoke his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. His defense rested after 1 day of presenting its case. Prosecutors on Tuesday wrapped up several days of testimony. On Friday, the judge and attorneys will make critical instructions to jurors. After returning to hear closing arguments on Monday, jurors will be sequestered for deliberations. The CDC says it's still investigating some reactions from the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Agency advisors are pausing J&J vaccinations until they know if the vaccine is to blame for severe blood clots that have been reported in several cases. As far as people that have received the J&J vaccine, Dr. Ann Schuchat is the principal director of the CDC.
If you got the vaccine more than 3 weeks ago and you're feeling fine, you know, you really have an extremely low risk and don't need to be concerned. But if you got it more recently, keep an eye out for a severe headache that doesn't go away, bad stomach pain that doesn't go away, difficulty breathing, which is always a sign to let your doctor know or seek medical attention, and possibly swelling and pain in a leg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.